but Mistress Juliet. Fast I warrant as she. Why, lamb, why, lady, fire you slug abed. Why, love, I say, madam, sweetheart, why, bride. What, not a word? Oh, you take your pennyworth now. Sleep for a week. For the next night, I warrant the county parish has set up his rest, that you shall rest but little. Oh, God, forgive me. Marion, amen. How sound is she asleep? I needs must wake her. Madam? 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 I let the county take you in your bed. He'll fright you up, in faith. Will it not be? What, dressed and in your clothes and down again? I must needs wake you. Lady, lady! Lady? Alas. Alas. Help! Help! My lady is dead. Oh, where a day that ever I was born. Some aquavita. Oh, my lord, my lady.
What noise is here?
Oh, lamentable day.
What is the matter?
Look. Oh, heavy day.
Oh, me. Oh, me, my child. My only life. Revive. Look up, or I will die with thee. Help. Help. Call help.
For shame, bring Juliet forth. Her lord is come.
She's dead. Deceased. She's dead. Alack the day.
Alack the day, she's dead. She's dead. She's dead.
Huh? Let me see her. Oh, alas, she's cold. Her blood is settled and her joints are stiff. Life and these lips have long been separated. Death lies on her like an untimely frost. Upon the sweetest flower. Oh, woe, the field.
Lamentable day.
Oh, woeful time.
Death that had ta'en hurts to make me wail ties up my tongue and will not let me speak.
Come, is the bride ready to go to church?
Ready to go, but never to return.
Oh, son, the night before thy wedding day hath death lain with thy wife. There she lies. Flower she was, deflowered by him. Death is my son-in-law. Death is my heir. My daughter he hath wedded. I will die and leave him all. Life, living, all is death's.
Have I thought long to see this morning's face? And doth it give me such a sight as this?
Accursed, unhappy, wretched, hateful day. Most miserable hour that e'er time saw in lasting labour of his pilgrimage. But one poor and loving child, but one thing to rejoice and solace in, and oh, cruel woeful, death woeful, hath catched woeful, it from my sight. Day.
Most lamentable day, most woeful day, that ever, ever I did yet behold. Oh, day, oh, day, oh, day, oh, pale day. Never was seen so black a day as this. Oh,
beguiled, divorced, rugged, spited, slain. Most detestable death, by thee beguiled. By cruel, cruel thee quite overthrown. Oh, love, oh, life. Not life, but love.
Despised, distressed, hated, martyred, killed. Uncomfortable time, why cam'st thou now to murder? Murder our solemnity. Oh, child, my soul, and not my child. Dead, art thou? Alack, my child is dead. And with my child, my joys are buried.
Peace, oh, for shame. Confusion's cure lives not in these confusions. Heaven and yourself had part in this fair maid. Now heaven hath all, and all the better is it for the maid. Your part in her you could not keep from death, but heaven keeps his part in eternal life. The boast you sought was her promotion, for it was your heaven she should be advanced. And weep ye now, seeing she is advanced above the clouds, as high as heaven itself. Oh, in this love, you love your child so ill that you run mad, seeing that she is well. She's not well married that lives married long, but she's best married that dies married young. Dry up your tears and stick your rosemary on this fair course, and as the custom is, in all her best array, bear her to church. For though fond nature bids us all lament, yet nature's tears are reason's merriment.
All things that we ordain at festival turn from their office to black funeral, our instruments to melancholy bells, our wedding cheer to a sad burial feast, our solemn hymns to sullen dirges change, our bridal flowers serve for a buried course, and all things change them to the contrary.
Sir, go you in, and madam, go with him, and go, Sir Paris. Everyone prepare to follow this fair course unto her grave. The heavens do lour upon you for some ill. Move them no more by crossing their high will.
Faith, we may put up our pipes and be gone.
Honest good fellows, put up, put up. For well you know, this is a pitiful case.
Aye, by my troth, the case may be amended.
Oh, musicians, oh, musicians, heartsies. Heartsease. Oh, when you will have me live, play heartsease.
Why heartsease?
Oh, musicians, because my heart itself plays, my heart is full of woe. Oh, play me some merry dump to comfort me.
Not a dump, we. Tis no time to play now.
You will not, then?
No.
I will then give it you soundly.
What will you give us?
No money on my faith, but the gleek. I will give you the minstrel.
Oh, then I will give you the serving creature.
Then I will lay the serving creature's dagger on your pate. I will carry no crotchets. I'll ray you. I'll fire you. Do you note me?
And you ray us and fire us. You note us.
I pray you put up your dagger and put out your wit.
Then have at you with my wit. I will dry beat you with an iron wit and put up my iron dagger. Answer me like men. When griping grief the heart doth wound, and doleful dumps the mind oppress, then music with a silver sound. Ah. Why silver sound? Why music with a silver sound? What say you, Simon Catling?
Marry, sir, 'cause silver hath a sweet sound.
Oh, pretty. What say you, you Rebeck?
Oh, I say silver sound because musicians sound for silver.
Pretty too. And what say you, James Soundpost?
Faith, I know not what to say. Oh, I cry your mercy. You are the singer, I will say for you. It is music with a silver sound, because musicians have no gold for sounding.
What a pestilent knave is this same.
Oh, hang him, Jack. Come, we'll in here, tarry for the mourners, and stay dinner.